Good afternoon, Trey County Rotary. Thank you for giving me the chance to speak here today. As a member of the Trey County Interact Club, it's an honor to stand here and share what this Rotary's message, Unite for Good, means from the perspective of young people who are just beginning our journey of service. For us at Interact, Unite for Good isn't just a theme. It's a challenge. A challenge to look at the world around us and see the needs and decide that even as students, even as teenagers, we can make a difference. And that difference begins with unity. Rotary teaches us that we aren't just individuals. We're not just individuals trying to make our way through life. We are part of a global family. A family that believes in service, compassion, and lifting others up. Being part of Interact has shown me that when we unite, age doesn't matter. Backgrounds don't matter. And differences don't matter. What matters is the heart of serving others. When I look at our world today, I see the same things that many of you see. Division, anger, discouragement, and people who feel like hope is just slipping away. But us as Interactors and Rotarians, we also see something else. We see that good still exists. We see that the people who are willing to help. We see the small acts of kindness that grow into something bigger. And we see that powerful light that shines when people come together. There's a verse in the Bible that reminds me of this. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." That verse captures the heart of Interact and Rotary. It teaches us that light doesn't just happen. It's something that we choose. We shine when we serve. We shine when we stand together. And we shine brightest when we unite for something good. Here in Trey County, we are blessed to live in a place where community still means something. When someone goes through a crisis, people show up. When there's a fundraiser, the line's out the door. And when someone needs help, this community doesn't hesitate. That spirit, that unity, is what this world needs more of. And it's exactly what Rotary is calling us to do this year. As Interactors, we've already experienced this firsthand. Whether it's volunteering at local events, helping with service projects, supporting younger students, or partnering with Rotary on community initiatives, we see that impact that teamwork has. One of the best examples of this is Camp Katie's. I've done Camp Katie's for the past 4 years, and I've been on the yard work crew every single year. I've seen yards that look like a jungle. You can't even walk through it. You can't see your feet. Turn into a brand new yard in just a few hours. Because people came together to serve someone else. I'm not just talking about pulling a few weeds. I mean cutting down thick bushes, hauling limbs, and mowing overgrown grass, which completely changes their yard. Seeing that homeowner come outside and smile because they can finally see their yard again is something I'll never forget. This year alone, Camp Katie's had 86 students and 129 adults, making up of 15 teams that completed 85 jobs around our community. Together, we served 545 meals, helped with Vacation Bible School, where 37 kids were enrolled, and most importantly, we saw 12 salvations and a whole bunch of acts of kindness. But those numbers, they're just more than just numbers. They represent people who gave up their time. They represent teamwork. They represent neighbors helping neighbors. And they represent what can happen when a community truly unites for good. Camp Katie's showed me that service doesn't have to be big or complicated matter. Sometimes it's just pulling weeds, raking leaves, painting a porch, or cleaning up a yard. But to the person you're helping, it means everything. And by the end of the week, you don't just see cleaner yards. You see a stronger community. New friendships and people who understand that serving others is one of the most important things that you can do. We may be young, but we're learning early that kindness multiplies. Service inspires and unity transforms. And we're learning it because of the example that Rotary sets for us. You show us what leadership looks like. You show us what commitment to a community looks like. You show us that changing the world isn't something you wait to do someday. It's something you begin doing right where you are right now. Unite for Good isn't just a message for Rotary clubs around the world. It's a message for us, the next generation, to carry forward. It asks us to look around our schools, our community, and our world and ask, where can we bring more good? Where can we bring more light? Maybe it's encouraging a classmate who feels alone. Maybe it's helping with food drives or community cleanups. Maybe it's using our voice to spread kindness instead of negativity. Or maybe it's simply just being someone who others can rely on. Because unity doesn't always begin with big projects. Sometimes it starts with one person deciding to care. And then another. And then another. Until suddenly, you have a group. A club. A movement. Committed to making things better. So as this Rotary year begins, my hope is that we interact in Rotary together. Continue to unite in ways that make Trigg County stronger, kinder, and more connected. Let's look for new opportunities to serve side by side. Let's build relationships across generations. And let's show our country, our state, and our world what happens when people of all ages choose to unite for good. Thank you.